ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、 A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
I just got off the phone with my mum. She's coming to visit us in Japan next summer.
Again? Wow, she really loves it here.
Well, she loves her daughter, obviously. What should I do with her? She's already been to Tokyo, Kyoto and Hiroshima.
Why not Matsumoto? It's easily reachable from Nagoya, and it's a really lovely town. She's never been, right?
True. Matsumoto is a nice suggestion.
But you know, even though she's already been, there's a lot more to see in Kyoto. It's pretty hot in the summer, though.
That's the problem.
Nara is almost as pretty and might be a bit less crowded.
Not a bad idea. But she went there about 5 years ago. Anywhere else? Oh, remember we all took that trip to Sapporo a couple of years back? She enjoyed that. It'll be much cooler than here, too.
It's so far, though.
True. Okay, then if that's out, I'll take her somewhere she's never been.
Question 49. Where will the woman take her mother? Listening 2.
Hey, Jenny, you go to the gym, right?
Yeah, I try to go 3 times a week if I can. Are you thinking about joining?
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit out of shape, and the gym at work is closed right now. Which one do you go to?
I'm with a city gym. It's reasonably priced, and although the machines are a bit old, they work well, and it's not too busy.
There's one quite near me, I think. I might go and check it today.
You can't today. That's the downside. They're closed on Mondays, and they don't open until 9 a.m. usually.
Ah, ideally, I'd like a morning workout before I go to the office. Do you know anything about those casual gyms that are popping up everywhere?
My mum goes to one. They are super cheap, and they're open 24 hours. They have very limited equipment, though. Silver's gym might be a better fit for you, if you're serious.
I looked at their website. The monthly prices. Ouch.
I mean, the cheapest option is just exercising by yourself at home.
I've tried that, but I can't stay motivated. I guess as long as I can go before work in the morning and it's not too expensive, I'll try one of those.
Question 50. Which gym does the man decide to go to? Listening 3.
Darren, have you started working on the video project for our media class?
Not yet, but I've been thinking about it. I have too many ideas and can't decide what kind of video to do. How about you?
Actually, I've decided, but haven't started yet. I'll do one giving advice to other students on things like study habits and test taking. It seems interesting to me, and everyone else is just doing one about their daily lives, like a typical YouTuber. Not sure that really interests me.
Me neither.
My dad suggested the video would be interesting if I shared my opinions on news events, but considering the audience is supposed to be other high school students, I am not sure that'll work.
I think that'd be fun to watch, though. My sister recommended I do something similar, but share my views on popular events like concerts and do a review.
Oh, that'd be fun to do. I wish I'd thought of that.
Question 51. What will the woman do in her video project? Listening 4.
Hi, Jenny. Did you have a good New Year's holiday?
Yes. I went back to my hometown and spent time with my family. It was good to see everyone again after such a long time. It was expensive, though.
The trade ride home, you mean?
No, the New Year's money I had to give to my nephew and nieces.
You only have a few, don't you? One nephew and two nieces, right?
But it wasn't just them. The neighbors used to give me money when I was a kid, so now I usually give their son and daughter some money too. At least my younger cousin didn't come, so I didn't have to give him any. My niece is going to study abroad next year, so I gave her quite a bit of money, more than the others.
Yeah, that sounds pretty expensive.
Question 52. Who did the woman not give New Year's money to? Listening 5.
Attention, valued shoppers. We're thrilled to announce some fantastic deals here at Green Fingers Grocery Store this week. Stock up on these amazing offers while you're here today. First, fresh strawberries. We have some great Amal strawberries in from Fukuoka, and today only you can get 2 packs for the price of 1. Also in our fruit section today, you can get a bag of juicy oranges for 30% off. These are fresh in from sunny California and are wonderfully sweet. We think these are even better than the Florida oranges we had last week. In our vegetable section, we have a great item for you with plenty of vitamins and minerals to make you feel strong and healthy. These fresh heads of broccoli from an organic farm in Shizuoka are 3 for the price of 2. Yes, buy 2 and get a 3rd one free.
Question 53. Where do the oranges that are on sale today come from? Listening 6.
Are you getting excited about our ski trip next weekend? The cabin you booked looks amazing. I just checked the weather and it looks perfect for skiing.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I've already packed most of my gear. Have you rented the ski equipment yet?
Yes, I've picked everything up yesterday. I also bought some extra gloves and goggles. Do you think we should prepare anything else?
Well, we might want to plan our meals. Are you thinking of eating out, or should we bring food to cook at the cabin?
Let's get some supplies just in case. It's probably cheaper and more convenient with our early starts.
I agree, and it gives us more time on the slopes. We should also check the route to the ski resort and make sure our tire chains are ready if it snows.
Definitely. I'll take care of the car preparations. It's going to be a great trip with everything so well planned.
Question 54. What has the man already done to prepare for the ski trip?
Part B リスニング7から8では、英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から C または A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が5つ、リスニング8には問題が2つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Good afternoon, Steve Edwards. It's a pleasure to have you here on Sports Today.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Let's start with your successful career in billiards. You've achieved so much over the years. What initially drew you to the sport?
Well, I made a lot of money from the sport eventually, much to my father's surprise. But actually, when I first started playing billiards as a teenager, I was attracted by the precision and strategy. It's a sport that requires a unique combination of skill, concentration, and mental toughness, which really appealed to me.
I see. Nowadays, everyone knows you as the star. But you weren't always called that, right? Back in the 80s, Willie the Wizard called you Deep Pockets, if I recall.
Actually, Hurricane Harris gave me that nickname.
Oh, and how did you handle the pressure of being at the top of your game?
It wasn't always easy, and lots of people I know retired because of it. But I worked hard and had a disciplined approach to practicing, which helped me to stay focused and perform consistently. Of course, there were moments of doubt and anxiety, but I learned to embrace the pressure and use it as motivation.
Speaking of being under pressure, didn't you have a hit song somewhere along the way?
Yes, that's right. Just before retiring, I got together with some friends to record a charity song. I was also considering writing a novel before deciding to move from professional billiards into broadcasting as a commentator.
Your impact on the sport extends beyond your achievements on the billiards table. You've been involved in various charitable events. Can you tell us about some of the causes you're passionate about?
Absolutely. Giving back to the community has always been important to me. Most recently, I've been involved in charitable and fundraising events supporting causes like mental health awareness. I started out working with an animal welfare organization for a while, and through that experience, I was able to start my own charity to support child education. It's incredibly rewarding to use my fame to make a positive difference in people's lives. It's been shown that good education leads to better mental health outcomes.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you for sharing your insights with us, Steve. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for having me.
Listening 8.
Welcome back, listeners. Our next guest is going to tell us about some important research related to exercising. So let's welcome Julie Zucker to the podcast. She's an exercise physiologist. Welcome, Julie.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, could you tell our listeners a little bit about your research on Olympic athletes?
Sure. As you know, I focused on swimmers across 4 recent Olympic Games. The times of 144 medal winners were found to be the fastest when they were competing in the evening. Specifically, 5:12 p.m. seemed to be the best time. This finding suggests our physical performance is affected by the time of day we compete. This has also been found by other researchers who looked at wrestlers, marathon runners, and cyclists. In fact, cyclists seem to complete faster time trials in the evening as well, with their performance nearly always peaking between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m.
I wonder if there is any difference between men and women.
Interesting that you should ask, as research has shown that the time of day women exercise seems to affect them differently. For instance, performing an exercise routine of heavy training, short sprints, stretching, and endurance for an hour, one day a week, in the morning, can reduce stomach fat and blood pressure in women. However, when they do the same exercises in the evening, it develops their muscles. The opposite seems true for men, as exercise in the evening helps to lower blood pressure and improve sleep.
So what is your final bit of advice for our listeners who may be wondering about the best time for them to exercise?
I'd say that exercising at any time is beneficial, but if you find a time that works, stick with it.
Well said. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
パート C、リスニング9から10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選びなさい。なお、リスニング9には問題が7つ、リスニング10には問題が6つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a man on a podcast talking about the difference between plastic and paper straws. Look at the 7 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
Hello, everyone. On today's podcast, I'd like to talk to you about straws. Being a devoted animal lover, I've always hated reading stories of plastic straws being found in the stomachs of animals. Then, 14 years ago, I read about a boy named Milo Kress, who started the Be Straw Free movement when he was only 9. His campaign forced major companies, such as Starbucks and McDonald's, to offer paper straws instead of plastic ones. Inspired by this, I was quick to urge my friends to choose paper straws as I had done. However, are paper straws really a better alternative to plastic straws? This is important, as one study estimated the number of paper straws used every day in the U.S. to be almost 75 million. Let me share some interesting facts I have found. Firstly, when you walk along a beach, plastic straws are typically easy to find. However, according to studies, they only make up 3.7% of plastic waste. Compare this to fishing nets, which account for 46% of the plastic found on beaches. Secondly, people always assume paper straws are better for the environment. However, a recent study by researchers in Belgium found them to contain more forever chemicals than plastic straws. These chemicals stay in the environment for decades, pollute water supplies, and lead to health risks for people. Furthermore, plastic straws actually have a smaller carbon footprint than paper straws. This is due to the amount of land needed to grow and harvest the trees used to make paper straws. So what should we do? Well, if you want to keep using straws, you might want to consider doing what I do. Use reusable ones.
Listening 10. You will hear a female reporter named Veronica talking to a male announcer named Ron about a university school festival. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
Welcome back. Our next story brings us closer to home. Tonight, our local reporter, Veronica, is reporting on South Mountain University's annual school festival, where students are showing off their talents and creativity. Let's leave the news studio and check in with Veronica to learn more about the highlights of this popular event. Veronica?
Thank you, Ron. I'm reporting live from South Mountain University. I've been talking with students and visitors while enjoying some of the activities.
Thanks, Veronica. What are some of the major events or activities going on at the festival?
One of the most popular events is the live music outdoors. Several student bands have put on shows ranging from 10 to 30 minutes. They've played everything from J-pop songs to original music.
That sounds exciting. Are there any interesting games this year?
Yes, they have some classic festival games like the ring toss, a shooting game, and darts. Unlike previous years, there's also a basketball challenge. Hey, Ron, how many points can you score in 30 seconds?
I don't know, but you might be impressed. You know, I used to be on the basketball team in college. Has the local community responded well to the festival?
Indeed, they have. Historically, this has been one of the most popular events in the city, and this year is no different. As you have probably guessed, the university clubs have set up small food shops to raise money. The lacrosse team told me that they have made more than double the amount of money they made last year. Even though it is crowded, the visitors and organizers seem to be having a great time.
Thank you, Veronica, for your update on South Mountain University's festival. Do you have anything to add before we let you go?
One last thing, Ron. If you're interested in joining the singing contest, you do need to reserve a time beforehand. But you don't need to do this for the basketball competition.
Thanks again. We'll be sure to keep our viewers informed as the festival continues.
My pleasure. Back to you in the studio, Ron.
This is the end of the listening test.